This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver residents are expected to mostly stay at home when a new order from the city goes into effect tonight. People can still go out for essential things like groceries, medical supplies, and exercise, but officials have asked the public to limit those trips and to practice social distancing. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says public health workers advise the city to take this measure.
And with Denver being the most dense metropolitan region in the state, it makes sense that we move more boldly to address these issues going forward.
Denver has nearly 150 confirmed cases of COVID-19, the most of any county in Colorado. A doctor's group has asked Governor Jared Polis to institute a shelter-in-place order for the entire state. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The Colorado Academy of Family Physicians sent Polis a letter saying tighter restrictions were needed to protect the healthcare system. The group represents over 2,600 Colorado doctors and medical students. The state has taken steps to prohibit large gatherings and order businesses to limit in-person work. Some public health experts say that may be enough for now. They say local municipalities should consider stricter orders as needed. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The RTD board will vote on a plan tonight to cut bus and train service due to the novel coronavirus. RTD says ridership has dropped 70% in recent weeks, and RTD's income is falling as well. Service would run on a weekend schedule starting in mid-April. Thousands of Colorado State University students are logging in to online classes this week. CPR's Grace Hood reports a regularly scheduled spring break delayed thousands from moving out of the dorms.
University officials report about 4,700 students who live in the dorms have registered plans to move out. CSU is currently scheduling times to maximize social distancing. Many of these students are already living elsewhere but have to remove their belongings. Lori Lynn is with the CSU pandemic planning team.
We want to space it out so that there's fewer people on campus and in the buildings at any one time.
Lynn says about 580 people intend to stay in their dorms. The vast majority of workers on campus are being encouraged to do their work remotely. The few exceptions are custodians and healthcare workers. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
It's 34 degrees in Fort Collins, 38 in Denver, and temperatures in the 60s along the Front Range this afternoon. This is CPR News.